Well, Kathy and Harv, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
We're here talking about the Auditorium Fundraising Committee, and I know there may be some questions out there. I'm sure you guys have been asked these questions too. What is the Auditorium Fundraising Committee for? Obviously, the school board has approved the funds to build the auditorium. So, Kathy, kind of explain what this is needed for, what these fundraising funds will be used for.
First, we need to furnish the auditorium. The auditorium will be built, but the furnishings won't be there. We want a piano, and we want a piano that fits the great auditorium we're building. We want band chairs for the band when they have a concert, risers for the choir when they sing. We will have a scene shop to build props and different things, so we will need tools and saws, and you can imagine for that. Costumes, we want places to store them, so we'll need racks to hang them on. We'll have a green room, so when you're waiting to be on stage, you have somewhere to be. And we would like to think that this auditorium is going to bring in maybe some professional acts, so we want someplace nice for them to be. You know, furniture, a couch, chairs, refrigerator, microwave, you know, things that we can really entertain those people and keep them comfortable at the level they expect to be. And then after that, we have the place furnished. We want to set up an endowment fund, so this auditorium will be taken care of 20, 30, 50 years from now. And the school does not have to shoulder all the burden of making those repairs, that the whole community is using it, that we will set up that and we can keep it running the way it should.
So really what people should be picturing is when the auditorium is built, it's going to be this kind of the skeleton idea. I mean, it will look gorgeous inside. They'll have all these nice seats and the stage will be there and the lights, and that will be pretty much it. Everything else that comes along needs to be thought of too.
Yes. The sound system and lights, those are all included, but there's still quite a bit of things that, you know, we've added up. We're looking at maybe $100,000 to really equip the auditorium the way we would like to equip it the day it opens.
And obviously now the walls are going up. Talk a little bit about how you guys plan to do this in the future. I know you guys are starting to kind of get going and geared up on this, especially as the walls go up. What are you? Can the community look forward to as you guys start fundraising?
Well, this is a start right here on the radio. For instance, getting the information out to the public. We intend to meet with various service clubs in Knoxville as well as the sorority groups. Also applying for grants that are available through corporations in the area and in other areas as well. A very good point Kathy made. You know, it's a state-of-the-art facility. This is going to be a gem, a jewel for our community, and it's important that we keep it that way, and that's why we want to furnish it with the nice amenities that show off the facility, but also the endowment that she mentioned, the sound system and electrical. Well, we know that state-of-art equipment also has a tendency to break down after use, so we want to have funds available to update those amenities as well. So to answer your question, it's a starting point right now. I think there's an excitement that will probably come to the forefront with the walls going up, people seeing the project is getting off the ground, and I think that's extremely important. So again, we're going to be calling on people and groups to help out. One thing I would like to say on behalf of the committee, we have the Wall of Fame and, you know, dollar levels and things like that, but it's important that everyone understands that we welcome any donation of any size. If the public wants to be involved and they have some money that they'd like to share, we welcome that. Yeah, we do have the Wall of Fame, but everything is welcomed.
And that's also kind of brings up the point I think that Kathy said too. This is going to be hopefully for everyone in the community to use. It's the school district is building it, but they want it to be open to all sorts of community groups, whether it be dance lines, like you said, maybe some professional acts coming in, anything really.
Yes, there are many, many things that go on in this community that the auditorium that we have now is used for, and hopefully that will continue. And we want to make sure it's accessible to everyone, because there will be upkeep to run this auditorium, and so there's going to be probably a charge to use it, but we want to make sure everyone has access. Maybe that endowment can help with acts or functions that happen that really can't afford a fee. Maybe that can, you know, be worked out in the endowment. So there are many things that the endowment will do, we hope.
Exactly right.
And then I'm pretty sure you guys have already got a little bit of a head start. We were out there for one of the foundations with a check, and I know you guys have been working hard already kind of behind the scenes to get a good jump on things.
Harv was talking about the grants that we have and will apply for, and we did receive a check from the Marion County Community Foundation, so that has kind of started us off. We've received money from many people, Ned and Jan Pearson. One of the sororities, Iowa Preceptor Mew, gave us money. Chuck and Mary Walter, Evie Feldman gave us money already. Jane Bousman, Tom and Lori Bailey, Deb McClung, McKay Insurance. And theirs was, they have a little fund every month that they can wear jeans to work on Friday, and they give the money to a charity each month, and we were lucky to receive that. So that was really fun. We've received some money from Carl Schwanebeck's memorial, Alan Jerry Udemark, and then Ned Jobe's memorial was an unbelievably generous donation that the community should be extremely proud that they supported. And I think this is something Ned will be very excited that is happening in his community. So we've got a great start, and we hope that now that the walls are up, more and more people will be excited and be ready to do their little part to help us keep going.
If the listening audience has any questions, please, we have brochures. They're at the various locations here in town. We hope to get them out, and there'll be some mailings. But if you have a question, please give us a call, the committee members. And my phone number is 842-2236. Kathy's is 842-4143, and Brian Kingery is 891-0834. You'll see that on the brochures. And again, I know I've had people come up and ask questions in the last week, especially now that the walls are going up. There is that excitement right now that I think is important, and we want to tap into that and make sure that people have the information about this project. We think it's extremely worthwhile. There's several projects going on in the community this time, and we hope that people really give consideration in supporting those, and also looking at our project, the auditorium at the Knoxville Senior High School.
One more place that you can find our brochure, if you go to the Knoxville Community School District website, there's a digital copy on there, and it shows beautiful pictures of what the inside will look like. And there's on the right side, when you scroll down, a place that if you would like to donate by credit card, you may. That's a new service that the school district has offered this year, and they have let us have access to it. So if you don't see the brochure anywhere else, you can go online to the school district's website and see it there.
The only thing I would like to say is that Kathy and I both would like to thank KNIA KRLS for giving us the opportunity to share the information with the listening audience.
All right. Well, thanks very much, guys, for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.